Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
That's right, and I'm going to be here breaking it all down today with you popping in with breaking news analysis there from the Infowars.com News Center. Also, we've known this plan for 11 years since TSA was basically set up, almost 12 years now, that they're going to grope everyone and harass everyone until people say, please do anything but grope us and put us in body scanners. And now they're coming out with these, quote, smart tunnels, like smart growth and everything else, where they will biometrically scan you, and the pod doors lock when you come into the airport, when you go through the scanners, and then when you try to exit these pod bay doors, like prison doors, like Italian bank doors. They have these in Italy where you go in and a door closes and then another door opens. They are putting these high-tech systems in with taxpayer money and then rolling out the previous TSA system onto the streets of America. And then they'll roll these armored doors out onto the streets with hardened checkpoints on the highways that they've already purchased thousands of. So this is a total takeover plan. I want to break that down. If folks go to drudgereport.com, it's the easiest place to find Paul Watson's article. It's red linked on the right-hand side of drudgereport.com. And again, it's up on prisonplanet.com, mirrored there as well, because Infowars.com does go down every once in a while, so we have the backup, prisonplanet.com. It also has some news on the site, obviously, that is unique to prisonplanet.com. But if you look up on Infowars.com, you will see a video from years ago where I talked about Nelson Mandela and his wife, Winnie, his ex-wife now. He divorced her when he got out of prison, who is a monstrous person, totally monstrous. Nelson Mandela himself, there's a lot to admire about him. I've been very, very clear about that. Very intelligent, very smart guy, also extremely vicious. But, you know, one man's vicious terrorist is another man's George Washington. I mean, George Washington wiped out a bunch of the Iroquois nation and the French and Indian War and other things. So, definitely a manly man, but also the heir of one of the four major nations, that is African nations in South Africa, and that's who Winnie would go out and kill, was the black people mainly. Folks have to understand that between the Zulus and all these other groups, and he wasn't a Zulu, he was the king. He was never crowned, but he was the king apparent of a large portion of South Africa. And then that's never even discussed. Why was this guy put forward as the leader later by de Klerk and others after he was in jail for 27 years? It was because he was definitely an insider with the Russians previous to that. They were going to make him the king of South Africa, basically. And then when that failed, he was in his guerrilla war, blowing up military bases, you name it, blowing up trains, targeting civilian targets. Whenever that, quote, terrorist guerrilla war, that's his quote, failed, they threw him in jail for 27 years. And when he came out after leading that war, then they set him up and made him president. And then he betrayed the South African people big time. There's no doubt. And that's why you see all the New World Order worshiping him, is because he was their guy. And, hey, I might break after 27 years in prison. He's definitely a very interesting character. We're going to break down the real Mandela straight ahead.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here in Austin. Alex is joining us on the road, and we're going to be joined later in the program with a couple of interviews. We've got a businessman out of Atlanta who was arrested on his own property. He had his gun confiscated, even though he had a concealed carry permit. He had his car towed, and he still has not been reimbursed for his car towing, and he's not gotten his gun bag, and it's been over a year. We're going to have him on talking about his case with his lawyer. We also have Pastor James David Manning out of New York, and he's going to be talking about Obama as dictator, because we're seeing more and more often in Washington that people are accusing him of that. We even see people using the quote-unquote I-word, impeachment. Well, it's long overdue, and we're going to be talking about exactly what he's doing and calls from the left for him to do even more executive orders, even more dictatorship. But right now we've got Alex on the line. Alex?
That's right. I'm going to be hosting the entire 3 hours here with David Knight, giving us breaking news and analysis today. Again, I'm here in East Texas for a funeral for my cousin who died. But I will be back Sunday in studio, Lord willing, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time with the Sunday broadcast as well. And, of course, there's InfoWars Nightly News hosted by the great crew there, 7 o'clock Central. Now, we're going to cover a lot of news and information today. We're going to break down the entire waterfront on the economy, on very important police state developments, on huge developments where as David Knight just pointed out, the authoritarians that camouflage themselves as the left are all over the news. And we have articles on this right now at InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. It's now being picked up even by the Washington Post, and others have been saying, is Obama a dictator? Howard Dean came out and said, well, he is acting like a dictator, but maybe that's what we need. So again, create the crisis, offer the solution, which is more power, then things get worse, then offer the solution, more power, and then things get worse, offer the solution, more power. This is a classic communist tactic of problem, reaction, solution, of Cloward and Piven is one of the more modern examples from the 60s of official university studies and reports on how to bankrupt the country, how to get us onto welfare, make us dependent, and finally totally bankrupt the system to cover the re-education of the nation. Use that crisis to bring in total control, social unrest, and then out of the ensuing crises, only a centralized collective like government backed with corporations, and then using sports as propaganda to overlay their takeover message in sports messages. They found that's a way to unify people. So first they break things down, then they unify people through propaganda in sitcoms, dramas, movies, TV shows, education, sports mainly. That's their main tool. Nelson Mandela bragged that was their main tool, using sports as propaganda. And then finally rebuild the new society. And we're going to be going over all of that here today on this live Friday edition as we broadcast worldwide. We've also got huge new domestic police state news on the front of the TSA. Now, I'm going to break down from now until the bottom of the hour in some detail. Again, I'm on the road. If I was there at the office, I could have all these printed out and all the areas highlighted I wanted to cover. But I'll give kind of a gestalt of who Nelson Mandela really was and what he did in South Africa coming up in just a few minutes. And then at the bottom of the hour, Jakari Jackson is doing a report on this in the Nightly News tonight. He was the one that discovered this vicious new article in Esquire with an Army military officer saying, quote, yes, we will pry the guns from your cold, dead hands. And so David Knight and I will read over some of these quotes and cover that at the bottom of the hour. I have Don Salazar right now and Kurt Nemo posting the article on InfoWars.com so you can comment on it. Just a snippet of the first part of the article and some of the quotes, then we will write a whole response article under that snippet. That's how I want that done, to respond to this. But the Pentagon's main mission now, not just internationally, but domestically, is to respond to indigenous groups that don't want to be taken over by the globalists, by the corporate New World Order. Our military is becoming a backup arm. It has been for a long time, but a pure backup arm of authoritarian takeover. And you've got West Point, you've got the Army War College, all of them training to, quote, fight the Tea Party gun owners, returning veterans, libertarians, anybody that isn't basically a communist or an elitist above that. Because, again, it's always big banks and power that funds communism and socialism and domestication at a low level. Because if you're pigs or cows, you know, in a barn being fed, collectivized, you are pretty much given an equal amount. And then, of course, you've got the people that live in the farmhouse, you know, 50 yards away, though. That's the establishment. You know, so you're going to live in a 200-square-foot coffin apartment and work in a slave factory for the greater good of everyone in the collective. They're going to take your money, and they're going to live offshore in 500-room palaces with 25 jets apiece, ocean liners, 747s with pleasure palaces, and Luxembourg and Switzerland, and you know they're going to have 20, 30 mistresses. The Saudi princes are going to have whole harems of hundreds of women. It's the same deal. And of course, they're all the ones promoting that we be socialized and that middle class not be able to have guns or family raise their children or own property, because this is what modern slavery is. And so we're going to be breaking that down coming up at the bottom of the hour with David Knight. But David, give folks just a brief minute or two on the headline, who this guy is, and some of his quotes, a foreshadowing of what's coming up, because this is the mainlining of the culture where the American people are the enemy and will be disarmed by the military now under globalist control.
Well, this guy, Alex, was a lieutenant colonel, and he taught history at West Point. And that's a very important position because he's not just teaching them how to clean their rifle. He's shaping their worldview. And this is how he starts out the article. He says, "My job at the end of the day is about killing. I orchestrate violence. But my profession is about directed violence on behalf of the nation." But by that, what he really means is the government. That's what he sees as the nation. And he goes on to, yeah, exactly. He goes on to say he's got a program here about how he's going to limit guns to just smoothbore rifle muzzle loading black powder muskets. But here's what he says in point number two. "We will pry your gun from your cold, dead fingers because I am willing to wait until you die, hopefully, of natural causes. Guns except for the three approved categories cannot be inherited. When you die, your weapons will be turned to the local police department, which will then destroy them." Then he says police departments would no longer be allowed to sell or auction weapons. Then he says he would submit a new tax on ammunition in the first 2 years, 400% of the current retail price. Thereafter, it would increase by 20% a year.
We're going to cover that at about 35 or 40 after. We're going to break that down in detail. That's just a foretaste.
Yeah.
We're going to give you his name, everything. The article is going up on Infowars.com right now. But I just want to stop and explain something to everybody. West Point is training the entire officer corps, the elite officer corps for the U.S. Army. So, and he's not the only one. This is pretty much, you don't get a job there now unless you do this. And this is why there's a culling of the general staff of the military as well. And remember, a secondary West Point for officers in ROTC, I'd say it's in the top 10 of lower-level officer schools, would be something like College Station and Texas A&M. And at Texas A&M, they now have professors teaching in the military history. There's no right to guns. We will take your guns. The Constitution's bad. We're going to get rid of free speech, too. So this is open enemy operations, open saboteurs, open infiltrators of the foreign megabanks that have captured America. That isn't rhetoric. That's what's happened. Literally teaching sedition and treason. And you have free speech in this country to say anything you want, as long as it doesn't call for violence against someone, unless you're in government or in a critical infrastructure area teaching the overthrow of the Bill of Rights and Constitution, that is illegal. 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 I mean, if I was preaching the overthrow of the office of the presidency and putting something new in, that would be illegal. If the president was executing the Bill of Rights and Constitution. So this is sedition from within the system, but it's not really sedition because these are globalist operators and they're foreign officers. And by the way, they have the, what's his name, Thomas Barnett, one of the Army War College top professors. You can see a C-SPAN interviews because C-SPAN has them all archived back 25 years now online for free. You can just search it. We're going to do a flashback on Thomas Barnett giving lectures on C-SPAN, but to the generals. C-SPAN comes and shows him talking to the generals, and he goes, "Listen, you serve the New World Order. You serve foreign corporations and banks, and you serve the centralized system now, and America doesn't exist. You serve Wall Street. Everyone is a piece of stock, a human resource. And that's the way it is." And they just beat them with this until they give into it or say they're for it and they get promoted. We have to remember with Barnett and others, there's a whole bunch of these guys. We have to remember with Barnett and all the rest of them that the key to all of this is that, again, they're openly operating for a foreign power. And it's just like in the film Network where the executive calls in the anchor and says, "You have meddled with the tidal forces of nature, Mr. Beal, and you will atone." And that's basically what this is they are bringing us into a corporate system where we have no rights except with our piece of stock. But even that has no rights. So it's a modern high-tech form of slavery. Now, David and listeners, when we come back, I'm going to get into Nelson Mandela. and break down who he really was, and a little bit into the next segment, because I've got behind as usual. Then we're going to look at this particular lieutenant colonel, who's not the only one. You have to understand, this is the new officer class. This is it. I mean, this is happening. And they're culling the military of anyone who's pro-America, pro-liberty. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Alex Jones here, and I want to tell you about a longtime friend of the show, My Patriot Supply. As you might remember, this is the company that stood up to the DHS and exposed FEMA's secret plan to begin hoarding emergency survival food. It has always been my belief that it's key to stand behind companies who share the same values as their fellow patriots. My Patriot Supply brings us their exclusive Patriot Pantry brand, along with many other fine preparedness products. I personally store and use their high-quality products. It tastes great, and it's easy to store for up to 25 years. For a limited time, you can save $50 instantly on a four-week supply of food, along with other special offers. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today. With the New World Order making rapid advances on every front, it is essential to prepare with My Patriot Supply today.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95 and makes a great Christmas gift. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
The challenge, creating delicious GMO-free foods with a 25-year shelf life. The solution, Numana Foods, a pioneer in healthy, storable foods. Our meals are GMO and gluten-free, contain no MSG aspartame or high-fructose corn syrup, and we never use chemicals or preservatives. Just good, healthy food at great prices. Call us today at 888-597-0775 or visit GMOfreefoodstorage.com. That's GMOfreefoodstorage.com.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com or call 800-593-6273.
Man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold
grind. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here in Austin, but Alex is hosting the show live on the road, and he's going to be giving us his breakdown of Nelson Mandela, because Nelson Mandela, as you know, passed away yesterday, and all of the news is all about Nelson Mandela, and what we've seen is one hagiography after the other, as if he didn't have anything wrong with him. And, of course, as Alex pointed out earlier, There is nobody like that. Everybody has good and bad in their life. So he's going to give us his breakdown of Nelson Mandela. Alex?
Thank you, David. Again, yesterday the crew just went and did a search of anything I'd ever said about Nelson Mandela and put it out. And what I said about Nelson Mandela and his wife was totally true. But I want to break it down within a larger context so people understand my real view of Nelson Mandela. And I'm by no means an expert on Nelson Mandela, but compared to the general public, I know literally 1,000 times more because I've actually tried to study it. And for anyone informed, that's why watching the news is like watching or tuning into the mind of someone on PCP. I mean, it does not resemble anything based in reality. And I have found African history, as well as many other histories, very, very interesting. So I've read a lot of history books from different perspectives on Africa. But let's just put it to you this way. The whole world's been barbarous and totally insane and murderous and unbelievably out of control. Africa has been as bloody or bloodier than any other place in history. And South Africa itself has been the epicenter of just unbelievable hell on earth for thousands of years. You had huge, different, diverse African tribes always battling for that area because it was very, very fertile and had a lot of resources. And Mandela was to be the king of one of the most powerful tribes in southern Africa, the Xhosa, if I'm pronouncing that right, Xhosa. And Winnie Mandela, his wife, and I'm just giving folks a quick snap gestalt on this, was a literal demon who would run around murdering African groups. Just to explain, folks, our media gives us this one-dimensional image that it's white people and black people killing each other in Africa. No, look at the Boer War that Winston Churchill was in when England invaded South Africa to attack the Afrikaners, the Dutch, and there was also French settlements. There was a whole bunch of settlements, folks. Everyone was killing everybody, okay, 24/7, and you'd have different white groups that allied with different black tribes, just like the French and Indian Wars, where you'd have the French with one group of Indians, natives, you'd have the British with another, you'd have the Spanish backed by another. This is the way the world was, and Hollywood and the media just totally dumb it down. And I'm not defending any group. I'm not an Afrikaner, never been to Africa, never been to South Africa. I'm not a French Afrikaner. I'm not a British, South African. None of this. I don't have a dog in the fight. I know there's South Africans that listen, and you know they know a lot more about it. In fact, perhaps we should open the phones up. That's a pretty good idea at the start of the next hour before our guest comes on. To have, in fact, we're going to do that from South Africa or Zimbabwe or from people that are formerly from South Africa, folks that left South Africa, whether they be black or white. If you were white, you pretty much had to leave because of the racial attacks. And you have it in other areas of Central Africa and other areas where the white farmers have all been run out and the society totally collapses. And you're seeing a lot of examples of that. So it's an incredibly complex, just incredibly complex issue. But you have to first understand that Nelson Mandela was born in the beginning of the last century, back in 1918 at the end of the World War I. And he was set to basically become the king of a large area of South Africa. And when that failed and their imperial empire basically collapsed, he began working with the communists and then later with the Soviet Union through the 40s, 50s, and 60s to try to overthrow all of the countries in southern Africa and install a Marxist-Leninist dictatorship. So you're replacing one tyranny with one, I got to say, there's pretty much nothing worse than a Marxist-Leninist or Stalinist state. Look at North Korea as a Stalinist state. I mean, there's nothing worse. Nothing worse. Okay, so my whole issue is they made it all this big cause celeb, and what you had is you had basically a bunch of rich Dutch people and French and British and others who were always fighting with each other. And the British elites basically came in, hyped up Hollywood, made a deal with the De Beers and the Oppenheimers, the owners of the diamond system, to come in and kick out some of the rich white people that were there and take it over. And then make things, I don't know, let's not exaggerate, five times worse for them. So they just traded one slavery for another, and that's what Nelson Mandela did. And we're going to explain it all. He didn't go with the commies. He went with James Baker and the Bushes. And that's the story of South Africa. We'll be right back to tell you all about it straight ahead.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table, and the results are on record. Reports documented a 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
In understanding Nelson Mandela, you understand a key area of history, a nexus point that is South Africa, that has decided the destiny of the great continent of Africa and hence the Middle East and the rest of the world into Central Asia. Eastern Europe, Western Europe. All of this is interconnected. And it's so frustrating to be doing research again to just double check my memory on South Africa and all the books and films and documentaries I've watched on the subject, to be looking at photos of British concentration camps. And if you go to Wikipedia, just type in Boer War, or Encyclopedia Britannica, type in Boer War or Boer War, B-O-E-R, wars. So there's actually a bunch of them, two big ones, about 10 small ones. The British did what they'd done all over the world. They put tens of thousands of whites just pointing out there's nothing to do with Africans at that time, folks actually from Africa, put them in concentration camps to starve them to death. And if the crew can do that, if you just type in war, and then go to Wikipedia, and then scroll down to the photos at the bottom, you can see children being starved to death. Looks just like Nazi Germany with the Jews. Now, why do I intersperse this? Because you have to understand that Nelson Mandela's father, the king of one of the major tribes, actually sided with the British in this and then later flip sides. It's very complex. So the point is that Nelson Mandela couldn't be king of South Africa. I mean, no one ever says he was royalty. The history they give, you know how much I hate royalty, folks. I mean, it's nothing to do with him being black. I just really am disgusted by royalty. Now, he actually did some stuff on his own and had a lot of courage and was very smart. So I admire him from the perspective of being a very powerful individual. In fact, admire is not even the proper word. I respect him. I respect Adolf Hitler, even though I don't like Adolf Hitler. I respect Joseph Stalin or Mao Zedong. Now, I don't want to say that Mandela was a Hitler or a Mao. He doesn't come to that level. He's a more complex figure than that. I've really tried to figure out over the years, as I've done many people, who Nelson Mandela really was. But the point is, his wife is a would-be Hitler. That's why he probably divorced her. Winnie Mandela, who would personally torture people to death herself, mainly black folks, because it's mainly black folks down there. So everybody's fighting over resources. And so you've got the tribes constantly killing each other. And if you go back to the Boer War and you look at it, because that's where this all starts, fought from 1880 to 1902. So over 22 years, these different wars. The Boer Wars, literally freedom wars, were two wars fought by the British Empire against the Afrikaners of two independent Boer republics, the Orange Free State, and then it goes into the other republics. So that's all it was a big fight over stuff. And that's why elites always want to disarm people. Whether the Boers, whether the Afrikaners were good guys or not, whether the British Empire was the good guys, nobody was probably the good guys. The point here is it's all from your perspective, but that's why the British Empire wants their subjects disarmed, because then they don't have to fight you when they enslave you. And we can put on screen the tens of thousands of people in concentration camps. That's where Hitler got it, was from the British, who first used it in the Revolutionary War here in the United States when they were colonies. That was invented in America for use against whites. Then it was deployed against Indians, the reservation system after it. The British government, the British New World Order, invented this. Let's just get this straight. Now, the British government comes along in the 70s and hires, I'm oversimplifying this, Hollywood, to basically put movies out showing white people torturing and killing black people all day so that they could come into South Africa politically, unseat it, get Nelson Mandela out of prison, set him up to be the leader, 27 years in terrible conditions, he definitely turned, and then he basically sold out South Africa, and it's conservatively, depending on the numbers you see, five times worse than it was. Mass killing everywhere. Blacks murdering blacks en masse. And the media just totally covers it up. They've run off almost all the whites. The whites that live there live in these high security compounds with other rich blacks in places like Johannesburg. Has one of the highest crime rates in the world because they've taken the citizens' guns. And it's total political correctness and basically a Soviet model of race war in slow motion of what they want to do in Europe and the United States. So the South African model by the Oppenheimers and by De Beers, their front company. I mean, it's the same thing. Cecil Rhodes and De Beers wanted to take over South Africa in 1880, so they came in when the diamonds got discovered and gold and all this. That's all this is. And someone who knows history, it's so frustrating to sit here and to watch this and to sit here and see this unfold and to know what's really going on and to know what Nelson Mandela did and how he used sports, quote, to get everybody to be racially friends. That's not what really happened. And it's just all a lie. And they just go, oh, my gosh, he's like Jesus. He's the greatest man who ever lived. And it's just like a total fraud. He's an African royal and the globalists only deal with other royals, and they basically, he lost trying to team up with the Soviets, so they put him in jail for 27 years, and then he came over to their side, and all they did was kick out any middle class that was in South Africa, and anybody that knew how the infrastructure was operated, because they'd owned it and run it. And then the communists just came in and wrecked it, and now the diamond workers and everybody are even in worse shape, and they call it a civil rights movement to not let any African country mine their own diamonds and sell them so they get money. They call those blood diamonds, and it's the opposite. They actually keep everybody enslaved to keep the price of diamonds up by artificial scarcity. And the average person doesn't know that after watching all Bono and all these Hollywood people about, oh, don't buy diamonds unless they're certified by De Beers, which makes sure it's basically slave labor. Just, it's like everything you're told is the opposite of what's really going on. And David, we'll have to get into the gun thing. This lieutenant colonel at West Point saying, we're going to take your guns, we're going to ban your guns, and we're going to take them from your cold, dead hand. That quote's now up on Infowars.com, that article, because we only got a few minutes before this other report to get into this. But I hired you because you're a smart engineer, and you've studied history as well. It's addicting once you learn about it. You always want to learn more, but it's very painful to then run into people that just go, oh, you're just racist. You don't like Nelson Mandela. It's like this mindless feel-good thing, like that Miss Teen USA that said, you know, what do we do to help American test scores? And she goes, such as South Africa, helping. I mean, it's literally, you don't know how to tie your shoelaces, but you know how to go, Mandela, Mandela, Mandela. And it's totally frustrating that they have no idea that they basically traded one set of masters who were actually reforming. They always use reform. Like Assad started reforming in Syria. They used that to bring in al-Qaeda to overthrow him. Same thing with Gaddafi. People say, well, why are you defending Gaddafi? Because he was much better than what they've done now, al-Qaeda. Just like I'm not defending the white Afrikaners that had a racist system. I just knew that they actually were building things up and actually helping people compared to communists. I mean, that's what I'm saying is I don't want apartheid, but I don't want to live under Joseph Stalin either. Right. I knew it was a globalist commie banker takeover, so that's why I simply pointed out, hey, this is what's happening. And if the Africans knew that, and if the American people knew that, and if the cause celebs knew that, we could have actually reformed things, had real unity, and used South Africa in the south and Libya in the north, which is what Gaddafi wanted to do, to jack up Africa politically out of the mud and actually build it up. But the globalists don't want that. And I mean, it's like Kony 2012. Hadn't been seen in 7 years now. It was 6 years. We're going to invade Africa because this guy's a bad guy who's hiding in the jungle somewhere. He's actually dead. Now they're invading most of the countries, north, south, west, killing people with UN drones and saying it's to get Kony. And because they know the general public just goes, Kony, blow up all of Africa, nuke the whole continent, or you're for Kony. Well, then let South Africa be enslaved, or you're against black people. You know, it's the same mindlessness, David Knight.
Well, you know, racism is a tactic, quite frankly. Just like communism is a tactic, fascism is a tactic. And the elite always use this to oppress the people. What they do is they say, well, we've had fascism for a while, so now we're going to have communism, and you're going to be free. It's going to be completely different. Or we've had racism for a long time, so now we're going to have communism. The fact of the matter is that Mandela fought against racism, which was a good thing. But he did it with communism, which is just a different evil. And you've got people that don't want to talk about this. I saw somebody write that now is not the time to talk about the history of this historical figure. Well, the reality is that they are talking about this historical figure. They're making him into a saint. And if you ignore both the warts as well as what he did well, then you're not going to really get an accurate picture of it. And once they make him into a saint, then nobody will be able to talk about him without being tagged as a racist. And as we see in this country, racism is a tactic for the ruling elite.
Well, they're racialist, exactly. It's a divide and conquer. The British Empire has written published books hundreds of years ago that are on record how to do this. That's what they're doing. And then they'll use old wounds to keep the wounds open and engage in new wounds. We're going to air a special report here, and when we come back from break, we're going to get into this Army colonel who openly says he, quote, will get the guns out of our cold, dead hands. We're going to do that, but very eloquently said. That's why I love David Knight, folks. He could crystallize what I tried to say in 10 minutes down to just a little blurb. And then James Baker went over there when he got out of prison, was the first person to talk to him when he got out of prison. The first world leader was Secretary of State James Baker with that whole setup with the British Empire to literally betray Africa again. And they have betrayed South Africa. I want prosperity for South Africa, and it's undoubtedly many times worse than it was. You judge a tree by its fruits. And Mandela literally was just someone who was basically broken and programmed in prison. And people have to be honest about that and not let them create a saint so that he can't be questioned. Perfectly crystallized, David Knight. Now, here is a special report also operational promotion to be able to stay on the air, folks, and keep expanding the operation. It's quite an issue to deal with something that helps everybody across the board. And that, of course, is Fluoride Shield. And so here is a piece that we put together on this new proprietary development that we put together with Dr. Group and Anthony Gucciardi. And it is simply amazing, just like the Nation Iodine and also the Super Male Vitality we've come out with. InfoWarsLife.com. Here it is.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other members of the fluorine family that are added to Western water supplies are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the people that drink it. So the question is, why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. Destroy our health. Make us weak. Now, we're battling to get fluoride removed out of the water, and we've been successful in some cities in the U.S., Canada, England, and Germany. But in most areas, the poison is still being added. We can't get it out of the water supply yet, but we can get it out of our bodies. There is a way to fight back. The reason I have launched InfoWars Life is because in my own research, trying to figure out how to detox my body and how to live a healthier life and how to take care of my children, I did more and more research on substances that are known on record to help block fluoride and other toxins, but also help strip them out and cleanse them from the body. And talking to medical doctors, scientists, researchers, nutritionists, different compounds continued to come up in their research separately to be the best at detoxing and cleansing the body. And for the first time ever, this product did not exist. I'm quite frankly shocked that nobody else developed it. We can now bring you Fluoride Shield Fluoride Detox. But again, it doesn't just detox fluoride. The six substances in Fluoride Shield have been shown on record to battle and to cleanse and to strip out these known poisons that are wreaking havoc inside our bodies. We developed Fluoride Shield to be the highest quality, highest standards, because I use it every day and my family uses it every single day. And the results that I have experienced have been dramatic. Let's take a closer look at the ingredients that make up this special proprietary formula. Tamarind has been celebrated for its ability to immobilize toxic fluoride residues, while zeolites have a long history of attracting and holding toxic compounds. Enter fulvic acid, an excellent cleansing agent that was included in the formula to displace fluoride from key areas of the body. Then we added the highest quality Shilajit, a rare compound that is collected from the high mountains of the Himalayas and that has been used for thousands of years by Tibetans to cleanse the body. We topped it all off with the powerhouse herb cilantro that is intended to mobilize fluoride and other dangerous compounds for removal from the body. And the final touch to energize this formula is our proprietary nascent iodine. The ingredients in Fluoride Shield were carefully selected from thousands upon thousands of herbs, minerals, and nutrients. Whatever you do, it's imperative to go to InfoWarsLife.com and read our entire informational write-up on Fluoride Shield. Because these compounds don't just strip the body of unwanted fluoride. It targets mercury and a whole other list. And the documentation is at InfoWarsLife.com. And as always, consult your physician as well, because that is important. And finally, Fluoride Shield, Survival Shield, and all the products at InfoWarsLife.com grew out of my quest to try to find the very best compounds from God's cornucopia to protect myself and my family. And from our research, I believe we are bringing you the best, highest quality products. And you have that commitment from Alex Jones and the entire InfoWars crew. Because these products are also helping fund our First Amendment operation, the radio, the TV, the magazine, the films that reach tens of millions of people a week. We're not funded by the globalists. We don't get taxpayer money like NPR or MSNBC with stimulus money. We are funded by our sponsors and our listeners who support us. So from the bottom of my heart to all of the InfoWars family, thank you for your support and your continued support. Because of your support, we have been able to change history together.
All right, folks, we are back live. We're going to break in 1 minute, and we're going to come back and break down this traitorous Army colonel at West Point teaching the new officer corps that the Second Amendment does not exist and that our guns will be taken. And the rest of the West Point training, it's in Forbes and Washington Times and Associated Press. They're training to confiscate our guns. One more thought on Nelson Mandela. This is what frustrates me so much. You got four big tribes and dozens of other little tribes all killing each other constantly. If you're not part of that tribe, they literally will kill you. Now, Mandela tried to unify that, and that was a positive thing. But it's the same thing. That's what. It's not even racism. It's tribalism. Just like the whites wouldn't let you in their club if you weren't Dutch. Or then you had French that were only in their club that were white. This is tribalism, and under political correctness, they're not trying to get rid of it. They're trying to stir it up, is what I'm getting at.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
TheUltimateKnife.com presents the Fox Karambit Knife. This amazing knife is built for utility and defense purposes. Based on 6th century Indonesian design, the Fox Karambit Knife utilizes a patented Emerson waved feature that allows for true one-handed operation. Less than 3 inches in length, it deploys faster than a switchblade, yet has no springs. Italian-made craftsmanship is finally available here in the U.S. Knives of this caliber can cost up to twice as much and could take up to a year to order, but we have them available right now. And as legislation in the U.S. continues to add pressure to take away our rights to bear arms, you need a backup defense tool that's even faster than a handgun. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price. Call 888-541-4446. That's 888-541-4446. The Fox Karambit Knife, truly the best knife you'll ever own. Available only at theultimateknife.com. Again, that's theultimateknife.com.
When the day comes where the world changes forever, you can be ready at a moment's notice. With Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's completely mobile and ready to go. All the comforts of an RV, but custom-built to outlast any other trailer. Learn more at survivalistcamps.com. Due to overwhelming response, limited inventory is available. Be ready with survivalistcamps.com. Survivalist Camps, providing your basic needs to survive.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Folks, one last little piece of history about Nelson Mandela in South Africa. One reason I read so many books about it is it's so entertaining. I mean, it's like reading histories of the West. It was like America, and that all these poor people from all over the world, including India, including the Middle East, not just Anglos, other Africans would try to get there and get off ships at the Horn of Africa or down there in Southern Africa. I guess they call it the Cape. And the point is the Horn's up in Somalia, the Cape. I'm going through all this history just from background. But, yes, the Cape of Good Hope and Cape Town. And then you had the British basically able to grab the south, the central, and the far eastern piece. But then there were only two little pieces that were kept by the Dutch, the French, and others. And, again, they all hated each other even more than the blacks because that tribally was their tribal warfare. And then you had the blacks all hating each other even more than the whites. And it's just so frustrating. It's all the exact same type of human behavior, tribalism. And tribalism is why Africa has always had so many problems, is because they always engage in tribal warfare. Well, every other culture has done that as well. And then that's the argument for empire. It comes in and stops the tribalism. The problem is these empires then keep tribalism going to keep everyone under control with the empire. And then this is a predatory New World Order empire that wants us all disarmed, all disowned of property, all disowned of rights. So the New World Order is a new corporate colonialism that is anti-free market, anti-individual, and is colonizing the mind. Now, I'm done. I'm done talking about it. It's just that I'm just thinking about how insane South Africa has been. I mean, the wars there make anything in the U.S. look like a joke, folks. And I want to talk to folks who are Dutch Afrikaners, French Afrikaners, Black Afrikaners, Zulus. If you're part of Mandela's tribe, I'm not attacking you because I'm not worshiping Mandela. I mean, it's just so frustrating, all this tribal warfare stuff where I point out the West brought in Muslims to attack the Serbs. The Serbs fought back. They called it ethnic cleansing. And then the West came in and bombed the country and gave Albania a third of Serbia. I'm not Albanian. I'm not Serb. I just know the New World Order is going in and destroying nation states, and that's why I'm frustrated. And let's finish up with South Africa. We'll get into this traitorous professor later in the next hour because I think we run out of time here, David Knight. But other points on what I just said.
Well, you're absolutely right, Alex, and we've got tribes here in the U.S. We've got a tribe of Republicans and Democrats. It's one of the reasons why the founders opposed partisan politics, because they knew that it would be used to divide and to conquer.
They said it would cause tribalism.
Absolutely. And so what's important is about the individual, and it's about individual rights. And that's essentially what's going on with this debate that got drug up again by this West Point instructor, former West Point instructor. He's taking a collectivist statist view of the Second Amendment. Not that it's about individual rights. Not that it's about establishing the right of the people to keep and bear arms.
It's
no, for him.
Right of the state, which is the super elite royal tribe.
Exactly.
And their ideas are what we must adopt in collectivism. That's slavery.
Exactly. So everything is about divide and conquer. Everything is about breaking us into competing groups. Sports reinforce that. You're talking about the boycotting of the NFL. I mean, team sports are really about getting people back into this tribalistic mindset. And they can easily then transfer that into the political realm because people are much more interested in watching a sports pageant. But once you get into this them versus us type of mentality, it's very easy to do that. That's what we saw happening there. And as I pointed out before, communism does not mitigate racism. You know, it's not a way to substitute one for the other. It's just a different kind of control technique.
Well, and then they use getting rid of racism as a way to reaffirm the differences and then selectively enforce it. But it's just like the Ford versus Chevy where it shows the little character urinating on the symbol. People get in fights over it. I like Ford. I like Chevy. I like Dodge. It's just they have no culture. And it's like Cowboys versus the 49ers. It's just it's a fake culture. And notice the globalists attack anything that's a real culture, folks. Don't give up your culture, no matter what it is. Be proud of it and be proud of other cultures as well. But don't give up your culture and turn against any plastic culture.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the last
past 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.